Wimp told us how it would be. He told us how it would be. Fresno State's Jake Haener is the quarterback. On the day that his coach from Fresno State, Kalen DeBoer, leaves Fresno and is introduced at Washington, Haener announces he's in the transfer portal. And before you can even type, Haener is in the transfer portal, he has announced he's going to follow his coach to Washington. You can now leave and take almost your entire roster with you to your next job, Brownie. That's the world we're in.
It is, and I greatly appreciate you setting Coach up for that. He is on the Pepsi Hotline, the Coach Wimp Sanderson, presented by the Rental Works Division of Crane Works. How are you, Coach?
Doing fine. Things a little bit different for me today. First of all, I want to say this. For those people that don't understand anything at all about football, the ball's on the two-yard line. You're at Auburn at Jordan-Hare. You go fourth down and got to make it to go any further three or four times.
Mm-hmm.
You go 98 yards with, by the way, the offensive coordinator calling the plays.
Bill O'Brien.
And the quarterback doing the job.
Yep.
You go in and you break a two-game losing streak at Jordan-Hare. With a team, with a crowd against you totally, and you don't think that this is one of the great runs, or one of the great 100-yard dashes, or whatever you want to call it, that Alabama has ever made? It was.
You mean drives?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. And for anybody to stay there, open their mouth, and say a word about the offensive coordinator, about anything, to break a losing streak down there with a coach 3-7, and win a game like that in a game that they probably shouldn't have won, is quite unbelievable to me.
Well, I can't wait to talk to John Metchie tomorrow, Coach, but we've been told that a lot of the plays they ran in that drive was called by the young quarterback.
Oh, I don't think so. But whatever, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Give him credit. That's fine.
I think a lot of people would say the reason you were in that position, and this is, may not be fair, is a poor job by your offensive coordinator.
Oh, you're so silly. You're so stupid.
I didn't say that, Wimp. I said others have said that.
You take stupid pills all the time. You take the bottle up.
I do, yes. But I mean, and you can't. The point I was going to make is you can't entirely hold it against him. Brian Robinson went out hurt. Jameson Williams got ejected.
Let's don't give him any credit for the run. I don't want to talk about it anymore. You're right. You were right on Brian Kelly. It is bad for coaches to go in and, where a team that might be able to go to the playoff probably won't, to tell their team 15 minutes that they're leaving. It all comes down to a personal thing by everybody. It's a personal thing about the kids transferring, which I don't think is good. I think that started it. It's certainly, you're absolutely correct, and I was wrong. I wasn't wrong, but it wasn't right for that to happen. But he's either got to make $95 million or nothing because they want to know something real quick. I think that was awfully tough on the team, to have to go through that. So I would agree with parts of it that you have said. So you get a little bit of credit from me today.
Well, thank you,
and
Coach.
By the way,
but Wimp, as a former coach for $95 million, would you even have put your seatbelt on?
Well, I understand. Yeah, I understand. That's what I said. It was a personal deal. But it was very hard. But I think transfer portals have done it, and I think they'll continue. I think football is. It's a great sport, and a lot of people follow it, and I follow it too, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I would prefer what I'm talking to not do the blue plate today and to do two of them on Friday.
Want to come back on the show Friday?
I want to be able
to
call in the show, and you take me, when I call in to John or whoever's doing the show, a rock star, I would like to just simply give the two blue plates.
So you've got two that you're going to do Friday?
I'm going to do both of them because that would be the end of it.
Okay. I'm fine with that. If you'll give us two. I mean, at this point, I think the fans have made so much money off your blue plates, they would be happy to get two. So I'm fine. I only get one voice
on the
show. Well,
you can either take both or you can take one.
Are you guys okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
I can't decide about one of them, and I'm not going to decide the Friday, and I want to do it the right way.
Well, I already have my pick on who you're going to go with.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
You were right.
It'll
still be there.
I'll leave it on the board. Don't worry.
We will be in Atlanta.
I got all y'all talking to each other now.
We'll be in Atlanta on Friday, so we'll call you.
The phone doesn't work to Atlanta.
Listen, I don't know how your flip phone works. I don't know. We'll call you on
this
Friday.
This is not Stalin. Stalin's got the flip phone.
Hey. Yeah.
And let me say this, too, while I'm just talking about everything in the world.
Sure.
If you're going to fire Mike Bobo, that's fine. You can fire Mike Bobo if you want to. But what you do in order to make it a little bit better on people that work for you, that are looking their heads left and right as to whether you're going to get fired next, is that you wait 3 or 4 days, 5, 6 days, or a week, or 10 days, and you tell him, I think I'm going to make a change.
But why wait 3 or 4 days? That gives me an opportunity to go. The sooner I know, it gives me an opportunity to go get a job.
I don't agree. He's making $3.2 million.
Yeah, he got a nice golden parachute.
What was it, two and a half? Is that what it got to go
around?
Yeah,
he didn't do a good job.
Yeah, tell me as soon as you decided I'm not going to be back, tell me as quick as you can.
All I'm saying, Jimbo, is for the people that work there that are looking left and right or worried about things that might happen to them, because he fires a guy after the first game, fires a guy after the last game. I'm just making a statement about the atmosphere there and not knowing what's going on recruiting-wise and the whole ball of wax. I think it's a pretty good point, but you don't catch it.
Well, no, I'm just saying I would like to know as soon as possible don't want me back I can go get my next job.
Okay. He's not going to leave Auburn.
Okay. Well, I think we've established you believe Nick Saban is the greatest coach of all time, right?
I think he's awfully good.
Yeah. Would you say pretty good situation where you go into a game where you're an underdog and nobody believes you can win this game and Nick Saban is one of the ultimate motivators? Do you find this a good spot for Alabama?
Everything is based on expectations. I use the word expectations every day in your show because that's what everything is, expectations. And you're exactly right. The expectations there that Alabama doesn't have much of a chance to win. But, you know, let me tell you something. You have to have players to win, and they don't have any running backs. And so that's the problem. It's not, you know, I have a guy call in the other day and said, you know, if they'll just play their A game, crap, they got to have players to play. They don't have any players. They don't have any running back. Your A game? What do you mean your A game? You mean you got to? It's going to be a darn tough game for Alabama.
Yeah, but you would understand the rest of the country hearing Alabama complain about not having players. They're going to say, yeah, cry me a river.
Well, sure, they just have to know. They have to know the personnel and where they are, and they got all those guys hurt, and they got, you know, and of course it all goes back to the offensive line, which we don't talk about much. The offensive line's got to play better. They changed the offensive line during the game. They made some adjustments. Look, fellas, if you're playing a football game and the first half things are not going well, you do everything you can at the halftime to change some things. You change the offensive line. You tell the quarterback to get rid of the football a little bit quicker. You try to change your play. That's what coaching's all about, trying to make a change at a time that you can in order to make your team better in the second half. And that's what you do, and that's what Alabama did.
The Coach Wimps Anderson joins us each week, courtesy of the Rental Works Division of Crane Works, like all of our guest coaches on the Pepsi Hotline. Saban said after the game that he told his team at halftime, just go have fun. That's an interesting – my wife even brought this up. My wife heard that. I was at the game. She was watching at home, and she was like, that's just – it seems contrary to what Nick Saban would normally say to a team.
I would doubt he said that.
Okay. That's what he told CBS, he said, right?
Oh, I would doubt that he said. I guarantee you. That sounds really good to you.
Right.
To the parents.
To my wife. My wife liked it. She liked it.
I'll guarantee you he didn't say go have fun. No, he got them by the coattails and got after their fannies on both. You guys said y'all were in the dressing room one time listening to all that crap.
Yeah, we were.
They made them know which way they could go. It's going to be a disappointing loss for either team. And Auburn did a good job, you know, defending them. And Alabama got some people hurt, and Alabama did a good job of hanging in there. So it was a heck of a game. So,
hey, tell me this one: why is this offensive line at Alabama not as physical, it looks like, as they have been?
I don't know. I think all the personnel have been really wanting to play. Let me tell you something. You're sitting there at home. I'm telling y'all every day about mental stuff.
Uh-huh.
You're sitting there at home with 150 kids. How many kids you're going to play? And not that many, of course, but a lot of guys you're going to play. And they're saying, we're going down to play Auburn. and they don't have their starting quarterback. Oh, and by the way, the guy that kicks the 50-yard field goals, he's not playing either. So I'm saying to myself, well, you know, it's Alabama-Auburn. We got to get ready for the game. But this is Alabama-Auburn, and they don't have anybody that can play? Are you saying they're playing a one-legged quarterback that can't play dead cowboy movie? You can't get yourself as ready to play. Now, I'm not saying Alabama wasn't ready to play, but they weren't as ready to play. Now, on the other hand, you got to give Auburn a lot of credit. They can say to themselves, we know we've lost a kicker and a quarterback, and we ain't got much. But instead, as the game starts, and Auburn looks like they're in the game to start with in the first 10 minutes of the game, you're saying to yourself, and those kids are saying to themselves now, crap, we got a chance to win this game.
But truthfully, if Nick Saban wasn't the coach at Alabama and we were talking about another team, you would say the team wasn't ready to play.
Well, I would say that they weren't. No, I would not. They weren't as ready to play as you normally are when you get ready to play a team. You know, I had some teams, and I know basketball is not involved in football, but I had some teams where I wasn't sure sometimes. Are we ready to play Auburn the way I think that we better be? If not, we'll practice when the game's over. I just think they weren't quite as ready to play. But you got to give Auburn all the world of the credit in the world because they got to, you know, if Auburn goes for two after they score, they win the game.
I thought they would have too. Yeah,
no, we all agree with you.
Yeah.
Hey, on something,
I found one thing I'll agree with.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, something totally different. Lincoln Riley reports where he could have had the LSU job. Obviously, if he stays at Oklahoma, he's coming to the SEC. If he takes LSU, he's in the SEC. Some people will call him a coward. Reports are he's getting $11 million a year. They bought him a $6 million house. He can use a private jet 24/7. I don't know if all of that is real. It's out there. With that said, though, you look at LSU just fired a coach that won a national championship 2 years ago. Florida just fired a coach that won the SEC East last year. Do you really blame Lincoln Riley for going to the Pac-12 to take on what it was once a great program in USC and having the ability to dominate that conference year in, year out while still making SEC money?
No, I don't. I think that's a smart thing to move. Let me tell you something. There is a percentage, and I don't know what that percentage is, whether it's 25% or 50%. That because Oklahoma went to the SEC, that was one reason he left. That's one reason he decided he didn't want to go to the SEC. Now, I don't know if that's a big percentage. And all the money you talked about, you know, if you walk into your assistant coaches and say, let's go fishing, I got a plane, we ain't got a recruit today, we got a free plane.
Yeah.
Free plane, do everything. That's a pretty good deal.
That is a good deal.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, you go down there and there's nobody to play except Oregon, and UCLA's got a passing coach that can't pass, they can't catch it. So there's nobody down there that Arizona's can't play. So you're going to dominate that thing. And guess what? All these guys that you worked for and spent money on to recruit a five-star quarterback and flew everywhere they could fly on Oklahoma's money, guess where he's going?
He's going to USC with you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, he lives
so
close.
You spent all their money recruiting because a five-star quarterback's not easy to recruit.
Nope.
I mean, you got to spend a lot of cotton picking time with that booger bear.
Yeah. Hey, before you go, though, this weekend, Alabama and Gonzaga, we won't get a chance. Well, I guess we'll talk to you Friday now.
We will, too.
Yeah, so give us more on Alabama-Gonzaga on Friday. But
Gonzaga's got a good team.
Does Bama have a chance?
Yeah, sure they do. Alabama's got a good chance they've got a chance. Gonzaga's good. They're not maybe not – because they were last year. Yeah, Alabama just needs to make the free throws, not turn the ball over quite so much.
Okay.
If they do that, defend.
That was a very Sonny Smith answer, by the way.
Well, is that a Sonny Smith answer? Well, I don't care what it is. Not that's the right answer. They got to make the free throws, and I'm smarter than Sonny. They got to make the free throws, and they got to cut the turnovers down a little bit and still play fast, shoot it the way they want to shoot it, and play the way they want to play. And, it just – that's just the way you got to play, and they got a chance. And then they play Baylor, and by the way, they're honoring one of my teams at the Baylor game. They got a great chance to beat Baylor at home. So they playing some good teams. They played some teams that they've beaten, so they're very good. So anyway, I don't know how it will work Friday.
We'll
call
in. Rockstar will coordinate with you.
Okay, congratulations, right. Rockstar.
Congratulations, Rockstar.
Thanks, man. I did a good job.
All right. The coach, even when he comes up with us Friday, is presented by our great friends at the Rental Works Division of Crane Works.
Well, Crane Works is an outstanding company, and I appreciate David Upton having me on. It's a, have an expert team of salesmen. They got great equipment operators. They know exactly what they're doing. Their projects are, the rental works is absolutely a great division of Crane Works, and everything from chainsaws to skid steers, anything that you want, just look on the internet for craneworks.com and you'll have it all.
Thank you, Wimple.
Well, enjoyed it.
Love you.
Thank you.
I don't know if I love y'all.
You don't. Well, we'll talk to you Friday, though. Bye.
Stupid pills.